Welcome to another edition of The Power of Words with me, your host, Kevin Treasure, author of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Our aim is to help people win in life through the power of their words. You are born to win.
Let's look at some people who had to forget the former things before God can do a new thing. Let's delve into the word of God. Let's start with Abraham. We know, amen, the patriarch, the great patriarch, Abraham, the father of faith. Yes, it's going to take faith for God to do a new thing. Write this down. It's going to take faith for God to do a new thing. It's going to take faith in you, amen, because God will speak. God will give you an instruction. But it's going to take faith for you to respond. He said, get thee from your father's house, from your kindred. Get away from the country. I'm about to bring you to a new place. Now, that was very hard. We see a couple of lines, but we don't know the magnitude of what God was asking for him. This is why it's good to spend time in the word. Because we see these few lines. Now, God has spoken to Abraham, telling him, depart from me, depart from your country, your kindred, your father's house, and I'll send you to a land that you do not know. I'm about to send you somewhere. Now, in those few little lines, is a great load of detail. Now, for a man to leave his father's house, he was the next in line, and he was the man that's going to post it. But God is saying to him, no, we're not going to do it that way. We're not going to do it the religious way. We're not going to do it the traditional way. I want to let you know that God specializes in breaking with tradition. Selah, I need you to pause and think about that. God, from Genesis to Revelation, specializes in breaking with tradition. We don't serve a tradition God. We serve a God of the now, a God of the spirit, a wind that blows. Amen. The wind bloweth where it listeth. So is everyone that is born of the spirit. We don't know where he's going to move, what he's going to do, what he's going to do next. We serve the God of the suddenly. Amen. The God of, I didn't even know you were going to go there, God. That's the God that we serve. Move out. And he had to take faith to do it. And he had to go with a new mindset. Don't bring the old people with you. He didn't tell Lot to come with him. But Lot wanted to tag it on. Why? Because Abraham had a vision. And God told him to leave. I'm going to make of you a great nation. So with the instruction, there was a promise. And the promise is what ignites the faith to say, okay, God, if you said it, I'm going to do it. Sometimes it doesn't come with instruction. Sometimes you just got to move out in faith, knowing that we serve a faithful God. For God to do something new in Abraham's life, he had to leave the old. He had to leave what he knew, amen, what he held dear and what he was comfortable with. I'm going to say that again. He had to leave out what he was comfortable with and what he was familiar with. God said, no, it's time to move. And we know what happened with Abraham. We know that he faced so much struggles. And God gave him a promise. And obviously, you know that he wanted a child. And it may have taken long. But after 25 years, God gave him that chosen child. Amen. He gave him the Isaac. Amen. He made some mistakes. We all make mistakes. Amen. But God is faithful to his word. Amen. And we see the end of Abraham. And God blessed this man of God. Why? Because he didn't hold on to tradition. He didn't hold on to religion. He decided now is the time to move. God has spoken and he's given me instruction. And listen to me. We saw what happened. But it's going to take faith. Amen. He had to forget all he knew. He had to forget his father's house, the country he was from. Amen. The Bible says that he wandered about. But God says, listen, he walked the land. But God says your descendants are going to have it. And he had to trust God that he may not own it, but his descendants are going to own it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It's going to take faith in God for this new thing to come about. But you've got to forget the former things. Are you ready for the new thing? Let's go down to Joseph's house. Joseph, as you know, had been through so much. The favored child. He received the coat. And when his brothers hated it for him, received the dreams, his brothers hated it even more. And the Bible says his brothers stripped him, threw him into the pit, sold him to the Midianites. When he go down to Egypt, they sold him to Egyptians, sold him into prophetess house. But I want to let you know that God was with him in all what you've gone through, in the betrayal, the hurt, the disappointments, the failures, in all what you've gone through. I want to let you know God is with you in the name of Jesus Christ. You're still the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You've been justified. I don't care what it looks like. God is with you. Put this in your bonnet. God is with you in all that you're going through. God is with you. And God still favored him wherever he went. He was always the head and not the tail. He made him the head, amen, in Potiphar's house. And you know, when favor's on your life, people are not going to like it, amen. He was lied on by Potiphar's life and thrown into jail. But God was still with him. I want to let you know, wherever you go, God is on your side. You continue to walk in integrity, amen. God is on your side. But I want to let you know, when the fullness of time came, the Bible says that Pharaoh had a dream. Listen to your dreams. Your dreams are a message from heaven. Your dreams are sometimes instructions and warnings, amen, the future events of what could happen. Listen to me. Pay attention to your dreams. And the Bible says that Pharaoh had a dream that no one can interpret. And the cupbearer said, I foresee my sin this day. There is a man in prison that told me exactly what happened to me and what happened to the baker. And it transpired. And Pharaoh said, go and get this man. The Bible says that they washed him, they cut him, they cleaned him up, amen, and he stood before Pharaoh, and he gave Pharaoh the interpretation of the dream. And the Bible says that Pharaoh looked at him and said, can we find such man with such wisdom? Listen to me, I'm putting you second in charge. I'm calling you Zaphnath-Paneah. Listen to me, and you're going to ride behind me. Oh my God, listen to me. He had to forget the former things when he got to the place that God had for him. Listen to me, he had to forget all the hurt and forget all the pain. And know that, listen to me, I'm ordained for such a time as this. In fact, God had showed him years ago. Listen to me, God showed you some things years ago of where you'd be, and you're not where you think you should be. Listen to me, God showed you years ago that you're the head and not the tail. You're above and not beneath. God showed that you're blessed, but right now you can't even rub two pennies together, cents, dollars, naira or yen, and you're saying, God, I know you showed me that, listen to me, I'm going to be on top and I'm going to be a blessed to be a blessing, and you cannot see it. Hold on, amen. Just stay prepared, because listen to me, Pharaoh's going to come knocking for you very soon and sharp, amen. And the Bible says that Joseph had to forget the former things. He had to forget what had taken place and the hurt and the experience, how his brothers threw him in the pit and sold him, how people lied him. He had to forget that. He could have been full of vengefulness. He could have gone down to Potiphar's house and said, I want you and your wife and everybody killed. But he said, no. I leave vengeance for God. He will repay. He could have gone looking for his brothers as soon as he came the next day, as he became second in charge. But he said, no. God has a greater plan. Listen to me. You meant it for evil. God meant it for good. In fact, it showed how he had forgotten the former things, because when his first son was born, he called him Manasseh. This, what did it mean? Manasseh means the Lord has caused me to forget. God will do some things in your life. If you work with God, God will do some things in your life that will cause you to forget. To forget the hurt. To forget the pain. To forget the letdown. To forget all you've been through. The death, amen. Amen. The mourning. God will cause you to forget. Because he's the God that turns your mourning into dancing. Amen. Oh my God. Yeah, say it again. The psalmist says, he turns my mourning into... He didn't say you. He says, he turns my mourning into dancing. That's the God that we serve. Amen. Listen to me. Joseph went through it, but God caused him to forget. And caused him to forgive. And there's some people, God is saying, I need you to forgive. For you to really experience this new thing. Because you're not going to experience a good thing or a new thing if you're still holding people in your heart. If you still got bitterness in your heart, God is saying, I cannot do what I really want to do if you're holding up people in your heart. Because I deal with the heart. You know, there's many people, they got money, they got this, they got cars, they got mansions, they got this, and they got all other things that the world deems as success. But they're unhappy. Why? Because they've got people in their heart, things going on, issues, they've not let go of certain things. And so they're poisoning themselves because of how they're thinking and what they're remembering. And God is saying, I need you to let it go. I need you to let it go. Listen, I'm speaking to someone. God is saying, I need you to let it go. There's some of you people have taken money from you. Makarabasanta. They've stolen money from you. They've taken money from you. People that they said they were friends, because most of the time you don't lend strangers money. People maybe family or friends, and it's called a division. And you're like, you can't believe this person has done this to you. God is saying, let it go. There's a time in Israel, I believe they were going to war, and I believe you, it's how much thousands of gold or silver they got from one country, and they hired so many men. And he said, what about them? God said, no, don't go to war because I'm not with you. He said, what about the men that I've hired? God turned around and told them, the king this, I'm able to give you much more than that. And I'm telling you, whatever you've lost, God is saying, I'm able to give you much more than that. There's some people, you've been ripped off due to inheritance. There's been some things going on in the family, brothers and sisters, and I'm not even going to go there. It's crazy the things that take place when someone dies. And all of a sudden, people get grabalicious and greedy. And you've been ripped off, and this is happening, that was happening, this one in the world, and all kinds of craziness that has gone on in a family. And now there's been a great divide. No one's talking to anyone. And God is saying, I'm able to give you much more than what you lost. You've got to forget the former things. Some family members may have hurt you. Mothers may have rejected you. Your father wasn't there. You may have been abused. And I'm not downplaying any kind of abuse. Sexual, physical, emotional, mental, financial. I'm not downplaying any of it. But God is your healer. I'm going to say it again. God is your healer. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let him heal the heart. Let him heal the pain. You put on a smile, but nobody knows the pain that you're really feeling. Nobody knows what you're really going through. And God is saying, let me heal you. Let me touch you. You're not forgotten. I love you and I care for you. I know what's gone on. I see what others don't see. I see what you've had to walk through. But he's saying, forget the former things, because I'm about to do a new thing. And this new thing is going to blow your mind. Let's go down to Ruth's house. This lady lost her husband, a brother-in-law, and her father-in-law. And her mother-in-law saying, listen, just go about your business. It's okay. Listen, I've got nothing left. Just depart, go back. She was a Moabite. A Moabite and Ammonite, not supposed to even come around him. She was a Moabite. But she saw something in her mother-in-law. She said, your people are going to be my people. Your God is going to be my God. And she cleaved to Ruth. I mean, she cleaved to Naomi. And she didn't let her go. And she could have gone on and said, oh man, my husband's gone. And oh, woe is me. And you know what? Things is messed up. But she went down with Ruth. And she went down to Boaz's field. And you know, she worked the field and worked the corners. And you know, she was faithful to her mother-in-law. You see, faithfulness pays. Don't let no one fool you. Listen to me. Faithfulness pays. God rewards faithfulness. I'm going to say that again. God rewards faithfulness. There's someone watching you saying, boy, I've been faithful. I've done all this. And it looks like God is. God rewards faithfulness. And Boaz looks at this lady and he sees, oh, who is this lady? Leave her a double portion. I want to let you know that Ruth could have moved into this new situation with the old mindset. My husband's gone. My father-in-law's gone. Listen to me, I'm with a widow. I ain't got much money. But listen to me. She knew that God was doing a new thing in her life. And she had a Naomi to say, look about, listen to me. This guy's an eye on you. This guy's a mighty man of wealth. Amen. I want to let you know, listen to me. There's a mighty man of wealth coming your way. But as I said before, ladies, forget about what Freddie did to you. Freddie was a nightmare. Amen. Forget about what Johnny did to you. Amen. Johnny was a nightmare. Listen to me. Remember not the former things. God is saying, I'm about to do a new thing, amen. And as a new somebody is going to receive the new thing. Ruth, amen, as we know, went on to be the wife of Boaz. And I believe she was the great-grandmother of King David. Makanabasanta. Listen to me, something in your belly that God wants to give birth to. Who else is there? There was Mary. Mary was told that she would have a child. This thing would come. She didn't know that this new thing would come with ridicule and whispers and people talking about you. And a possibility of divorce. But I love what Mary said. She said, be unto me according to your word. I don't care what people are going to say. God, you see, this is you. If this is of you, I'm ready. I'm ready and I'm willing to do what you've called me to do and give birth to what you placed inside of me. Listen to me. Mary was ready. She had that mindset. She wasn't like Zacharias. She had that mindset. She said, listen, if you want to do this in my life, listen to me. I'm ready. She had that new thing. She said, God is about to do something new in me. I'm fresh. I'm ready. Listen to me. I don't care what people say. I don't care if my husband wants to leave me. I know that what I've seen and I know what I've heard. And listen to me, it's time for me to give birth, amen, to the Savior of the world. Listen to me, I love Mary's spirit. Mary said, be unto me according to your word. Mary was ready. Are you ready for the new thing that God wants to do in your life? There was Peter. Let's go down to Peter's life. And then Peter walked with Jesus, slept with Jesus, done miracles, signs, and wonders. But the time that Jesus needed him the most, he denied him. Amen. He failed him. Amen. He could have stayed in failure. I want to let you know there's some ministers that might have failed. You may have fallen. You may have messed up. You may have done despite to the spirit of grace. Amen. Trodden underfoot. Amen. The name of Jesus. You've done some things that you're ashamed of. And you're sitting there in failure. I'm calling you out of failure today. I'm calling you out of misery. I'm calling you back to the place where you're supposed to be. I'm calling you back to do the will of him that called you. And he's going to finish the work. Because faithful is he that's called you, who also will do it.
Thank you for tuning to The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Please remember to subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Check out our website, kevintreasure.com. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. You are born to win.